Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This was our fighting power.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, teaching at South Valley Junior High. And today's date is December 5th, 2008, and you're listening to podcast episode number 163. Well, today's a Friday. Everybody's cleared out of school. I'm just kind of doing a few things before I head home for the weekend. And if you've ever been a teacher, you know those days when things seem to click and you did a project and things just feel right, and you really walk away and you come out of the classroom thinking, wow, that was fun, that was cool, my kids got something out of it. And today I definitely had one of those days. A couple of years ago, I went to a workshop through the National Endowment for the Humanities in Philadelphia, and I spent a week with some other teachers studying at the National Constitution Center and met the education coordinator there, Eli Lesser. And Eli and I have kept in contact over the years and, you know, kind of touch base every once in a while. And a couple of weeks ago, we contacted each other and said, hey, this would be really cool if we did something where we could hook up your 8th grade American history class with me here at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. And just a couple of weeks ago, Google added the video chat feature in Gmail. And we kind of played with it just a little bit last week. He was in his office and had his webcam up, and I had my webcam up here in the classroom in Liberty, and talked to each other a couple times just to make sure, you know, it worked and everything. And so today, what we did for our 8th grade American history class was Eli brought a laptop with a webcam into the Signers Hall at the National Constitution Center. And if you've ever been in Philadelphia and you've gone to the Constitution Center, Signers Hall is an extremely cool place. I mean, you've got all these life-size bronze statues of all the signers, and you know, just walking around, you can see who they are, and it just makes it a little bit more personable when you're talking about the Constitutional Convention. And we just finished the convention 2 weeks ago in class, so we've talked a little bit about what happened at the convention and those types of things. So today, for second period, we had the webcam set up here so that the webcam in my room was facing the class. And then Eli brought it on the cart into the Signers Hall. And they have wireless there in the hall, so he could use the internet connection there. And it was amazing because I've been in Signers Hall, and I've been there with several people that have, you know, described different stories about the signers and things like that. And Eli, if you ever met Eli, he's just got a great sense of humor, extremely knowledgeable, and really just started to engage my kids right away. And the cool thing about the video chat was, of course, you have a full screen, and then you have like the little part that shows the opposite. So, for example, we're watching Eli on the big screen, and then my class could see themselves in just a small little section on the bottom. And Eli went through different stories about the signers. He was, you know, seeing when kids had their hand raised, and he would go ahead and call on them. And for about 25 minutes, just kind of took them through different things at Signers Hall. And yeah, I know we're not breaking any, you know, new ground here. People have done video conferences with students and taken virtual field trips and things like that. But the thing that strikes me really powerfully about this experience, I guess, is that now that an application as widespread as Gmail has that, I think it's going to open up a lot more doors for teachers to be able to contact other people. And I've used Skype before, and I love Skype, and we've used video Skype with family stuff, and I've talked to individuals, you know, educational technologists and other teachers and stuff using Skype, but I still think that there's a certain amount of the population that doesn't have Skype downloaded to their computer or really probably have enough incentive to go out and do that, but they might have a Gmail account. And so basically it's just one click. You got everything right there. I was really impressed with the quality of the picture, which I know, you know, depends a lot on the webcam camera that you have, but I was just using a little pocket Logitech one that I take with me on the road when I go do stuff, and the picture was great. The audio was great. Here in our classroom, we have speakers in the ceiling, so we just run everything through that speaker system. But, you know, it was just like Eli was right there in the room. So I was just really impressed with how everything went today. We did try and replicate it later in the day for my fifth period class. And we did connect with Eli, but we were having a couple problems and the screen would freeze a little bit. And we both think that it was probably due to the connection speed there on the wireless within the National Constitution Center. So we weren't able to do quite as much with the fifth period class. But I did set up a flip cam in the back of the room for the second period class, just to give everybody kind of an idea of what it was like to have the projector on and having the tour going on and then having students in the audience. And so I clipped about 7 minutes from that and I put that on YouTube and I've embedded that in the blog. So if you go to the blog, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, you can go ahead and see a little 7 minute clip. And then I also took just a couple pictures, still pictures that you can kind of see what it looked like on the screen, and took a close-up of what the screen looked like. But I just really came away today thinking, wow, this is a really powerful application, and I'm already thinking about several ways we can use it in some other applications. We do a book study with Pat Hughes, the author of Guerrilla Season, and she's been working with us for the last 2 years, answering students' questions on a blog project that we do. But I also think this year we're going to try and see if we can get Pat to use the camera at home in Philadelphia when she talks to us, and then we can get like a full video conference type thing going. And then also I'm trying to get a couple other teachers that teach 8th grade history and try and do some projects and stuff. So if you are an 8th grade teacher and you're listening to this, if you'd like to try this, really all you need is a Gmail account and then some kind of webcam. And if you can think of a project where we can kind of get together and work, my students love the experience, and anytime we can bring something outside the classroom into the classroom, I think it's usually a pretty positive experience. And I don't want to be just talking to people for the sake of, you know, making the technology work, but I think once we know that we can get that connection and we can rely on it, then we can really start building some more meaningful collaborative assignments and projects. And like I've talked about a lot on this podcast, it continually amazes me that I teach 8th grade American history, just like tens of thousands of other people around the country. And we need to be connecting and doing things together and quit trying to invent the wheel on our own. And our students like to talk. They like to be collaborative. So if we can do some things to get them to work together, I think that it'll just be that much richer of a project when we do stuff. So as we go into Christmas, we're finishing up the Constitution from kind of a modern civics type approach, like how a bill becomes a law and how the Electoral College works and stuff. But then in the second semester, we're doing things with Lewis and Clark, Western expansion, the Civil War. So if those are topics that your class is covering in the spring semester and you teach 8th grade American history somewhere, please let me know. And I think it'd be really cool to connect a bunch of us. And this is just scratching the surface. I know we could do some stuff with Ustream, and you know, we could do some things where we capture just the screenshots and, you know, do all those kinds of things. But right now, just using Google Video Chat has been a pretty impressive project. So that's pretty much what I got for today. But I would definitely encourage you to check out the blog. And then if you haven't signed up, go ahead and go to the blog. And within the blog, there's a little link there that asks you to go to a place where you can sign up for the email newsletter from the National Constitution Center. And that's a great resource for teachers. They're constantly trying to network with a lot of other teachers around the country. So if you're currently not on that email list, that's a great one to get on. Eli's got some great lesson plans on the website that are very practical. Eli was a classroom teacher and he knows what it's like to be in the classroom. It's very usable stuff, and it's stuff that I've used in my classroom from time to time as well. So that's about all I got for Friday. It's time to go out and brave the cold a little bit. Have a great week. I'm trying to do a little bit more short podcasts on a more regular basis. So please let me know if that's working out for you guys. And as always, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring, old, dead guys. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.